Good morning, everyone. It is time for our Friday morning meditation. Let me start some music. Why don't we begin by getting comfortable? I'm pulling my chair into a slightly new position so that my feet can be flat on the floor. Why don't you do whatever feels right for you in order to get prepared for a half hour meditation? I like to sit with my spine straight. I'm not one of these posture-focused meditators, but for some reason that does feel right to have my spine straight when I meditate. Again, do whatever feels right for you. I also sometimes shake my head to side to side and wiggle my shoulders a little bit, kind of loosen things up. Sometimes I even wiggle my toes. I'm even shaking my spine a little bit. And once I do that little bit of movement, I close my eyes and everything relaxes. I just enjoy that state of relaxation that is happening. Kind of an inner In addition to enjoying the relaxation of the muscles, I also notice the vibrancy of what Eckhart Tolle might call the inner body. Exactly what this is, this inner aliveness. But just as I enjoy feeling the muscles relax, I enjoy noticing this inner life, this vibrancy. when we sit and watch with our eyes closed. We notice there's an entire inner universe. Even when we take away sight, and even if we had noise cancellation earphones and we took away sound, there is still so much activity. Almost like stepping out of the outer universe and into an inner universe, going from one world to another. Subtle universe. It's a universe that we don't notice when we're focused on the outer world. And yet when we turn our attention to this inner world, we find that it's just as active. People who have no sight and cannot hear still have an entire world to focus on. And as I sit and watch this inner world in meditation, questions begin to arise. Is this inner world really an inner world? Or is it still outer? focus on these sensations that appear to be within the body, on the inside of the boundary that we call skin? Am I really focused inward? Or am I still looking out? It doesn't take long to see that this universe is also outside. My attention is projected outward from what I am. It's engaged with these sensations. This clarity, although the sensations continue, they become less important to me. Because now I want to know what is within. Jesus says the kingdom of God is within. In what direction is he pointing? I look back and I discover a fact. When I am paying attention to sensations or even thoughts, there's a definite energy I can sense, an energy of projection of attention or awareness outward to the thought or to the sensation. So where does this projection come from? What if I follow that beam of attention from the object back back toward the projector. What do I find at the beginning of the light of projection? As I look back, looking for the beginning of attention, I realize that at least I have found one thing. I have now found inward. Because the direction I am looking in has no objects. As if I've found a path that goes beyond all worlds. And now that this path has been found, there is nothing to do but to focus on it. See where it will lead me. the mind becomes distracted while focusing on the inward path, it's easy to notice because it's always turned attention around and focused again on an object. And so when I see that attention is focused on an object instead of the objectless path, I can ask a question to redirect attention. A question like, what is looking at this thought? Or what is projecting attention onto this sensation? And when I ask this question, my attention is once again redirected on the objectless path within. And for the remainder of this time, we will practice focusing on this path. the mind is addicted to looking outward, whether that's the outer world or what we have today called the inner world, but we have seen is still outward. Therefore, it can take a lot of practice to train the mind to look inward where there are no objects. This objectless path is sometimes called the void. And it is said that the ego or the mind fears the void. But there's nothing to fear on an objectless path. And this is what we need to learn. This is one of the purposes of meditation, to train the mind to be comfortable on this objectless path to glory. Thank you for joining with me today. Amen.